T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Had a feeling it was going to be Marky Mark. Ooh. Is it really 406, Valero?
406, yep.
Wow, we went long with Pharrell, but I got all wrapped up. And I love talking radio, but Pharrell is a radio legend in Miami. And when I say legend, even as I said at the beginning of the interview, not just because he was so great, it's the whole spectrum of disaster to great.
I heard his name a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been around. Yeah, Jack. let me give away the code word here, try to give away $1,000. The word this hour is Mark, which is why he's playing Marky Mark, M-A-R-K. Time for your chance to win $1,000, WQAM's $1,000 slap shot. Text the word Mark, M-A-R-K, to 72881, and you are registered. Text Mark right now to 72881. WQAM's $1,000 slap shot brought to you by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be at 5 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Text the word Mark, M-A-R-K, to 72881.
Just thought, is Mark a good first name to have? Because it has negative connotations.
If you're a Mark, then that's a negative connotation.
And they can use it as like Mark Buster, like lame. Like Mark can be used as lame. Mark can be used as somebody that's going to be killed. Like I don't know if he's the Mark.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mark's a good first name.
That's why I spell it with a C.
Oh, big man.
Mark with a C.
Big man.
Totally
I got
different. You understand? You understand. If you don't know, now you know. Channing.
Nope.
Should we do the deal, Volvo? Best bets? We were supposed to do it last segment. We got, I have to tell you, I'm not kidding you. The text coming in about Pharrell, there's a couple that didn't like him, and that's fine. If you don't know Pharrell or if you don't listen late at night to CBS Sports Radio, you may not be familiar with his delivery and his voice.
And people think, I've heard his voice is a joke. It's him.
That's his voice.
Two days now, we've been around him. He's all through. That's him.
Yep. Yeah, somebody texted in, I had to turn off the radio. Wow, that guy with the nasty, raspy voice is like nails to a chalkboard. He's an acquired taste for some people, but I have to tell you, his radio style for me is excellent. But he really did, from hosting on WQAM to being hired by Howard Stern to do his show on Howard 101. That lasted 7 years, where he didn't, like, Howard Stern has only hired 2 radio personalities to populate his radio stations. He's got 2 stations on Sirius XM, and it's generally replays and historical archive shows and whatnot. But he hired Bubba the Love Sponge for a long time, did a show, and Scotty Pharrell did his show on Howard 101. And now he's on CBS Sports Radio Network. He's on every night at 10 p.m., There are people that didn't like him, but there are so many texts. Pharrell is the GOAT. Oh, my. 3 o'clock every – oh, no. Oh, my. You three every Friday, even for an hour, would be classic radio. Another text, thank God for Pharrell. Bro, love this guy. This guy is effing awesome. Please have him on more often. Then somebody texts in, y'all see that cat. That wasn't Renshaw. Renshaw was the one that saw the cat. Pharrell did not see the cat.
They're friends, though.
They're friends, or they know each other.
I remember. Is my cat in here? No. I can swear I just
saw
a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
Who's he apologizing to? It's a great WQAM moment. I want to hear it one more time. This is a great WQAM moment. John Renshaw is hosting, is it Middays, I guess? I guess it was Middays.
With Dono,
Alex Dono, and Renshaw had some issues, and they're in the middle of a show, Renshaw believes he sees a cat in the studio. Spoiler alert, there is no cat in the studio.
And this isn't shtick.
And nice, amiable Alex Dono is just trying to push him along. This was that moment.
One of the biggest blows I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember, no, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
I love that part more than anything. If I mispronounced my cat, I do apologize. Because you wouldn't want to offend your cat by mispronouncing his name.
But not his name.
It's so,
the phrase, my cat. It's gold.
It's so brilliant on so many levels. And then there's, you know, Dono doesn't get tired. Dono doesn't get, like, and he's a little tired of John Renshaw in that clip, right? Because he's like, you got problems, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Dono never gets there.
And Dono doesn't strike me as the guy that had the uncle drug addict. So
right.
He kind of knew the crazy guys and would kind of talk him through it. Like, Dono was trying to do a regular show.
He was trying to do a show, and Renshaw had a little history of having some issues sometimes doing his show. And I remember I was working – was I at the other station, or was I already trying to sit out my no-compete at that time to come to 560? I don't remember, but I remember
– You didn't work with Renshaw. You weren't there when Renshaw
I was never there when Renshaw was there, yeah.
That was when I first started out. I was like, wow.
I never even met the guy.
These radio guys are different. When I started hearing those segments, I was like, what is going on
yeah,
here?
I never even met him. When I was the program director at 790, George Sedano was my morning host. And Sedano used to lobby to me all the time. Hey, you got to hire John Renshaw. He'd be great. John Renshaw did network radio, Fox Network Radio, with Sedano. And Sedano was a huge proponent of him. And I had listened to a couple tapes, and there was just never any spot for me to hire him.
It's crazy you say that. I never heard that. That's why John Renshaw got hired, because that was that one-year window where
Sedano was the PD.
And as soon as Sedano got that PD job, he brought in Renshaw.
Yeah, and then Renshaw came in. One more time, everybody, Renshaw came in. And this probably was only on, you know, like the top 10 of moments that he had in his short tenure at WQAM. But here's the moment where he's sitting with Alex Dono in our studio. He believes he sees a cat.
One of the biggest I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just
I don't
saw
think
a cat
so.
Run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
Did he say I didn't know Nova was my cat or not?
He goes, no. He goes, because Donald says, what's the cat's name? Or what's your cat's name? And he goes, what's the cat's name? Because Renshaw didn't think it was his cat. He just thought it was a cat. So when he goes, what's the cat's name? He goes, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then he's like, if it's my cat, because there was the potential it was his cat.
I've heard it so many times. He was trying to say, I don't know if it was my cat. But whatever made him think he saw a cat, he says, I don't know if that was my cat. And then he starts – now he's all messed up because instead of saying, I don't know,
right.
He said, I don't Nova, and now he's all –
Now he's talking about Nova, his cat.
One of the biggest bluffs I remember. Is my cat in here?
Listen.
No, I can swear
I don't think
cat.
So.
Is that the reaction that you would have?
You got problems, bro.
I remember
– If
no,
you were in the middle of a sentence and thought you saw a cat?
I would haul ass.
What's his name?
I don't know.
We sit in the studio, Hawk.
My cat's Nova.
If there was a cat there?
If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
I do apologize.
If we're sitting in the studio and you said, oh, there's a cat, I'm leaving.
You are?
What am I going to sit in there for with a cat?
I mean, honestly.
I don't like cats. They steal baby's breath.
Okay, but with all the things that we've got wrong in that studio, I think a cat would probably be an improvement.
I'm running from the germs and the cat.
I think there's asbestos in there. The cat's the least of your worries.
I don't fool no cats, man.
You should see the line, by the way, outside of where we are in the MGM Grand. We're in Vegas, courtesy of our friends at Showtime. And outside, I went to the bathroom during the last commercial break. The line, because they're having the weigh-in this afternoon, and the line just to get into the weigh-in is ridiculous. Like, this is going to be a... a big fight tomorrow night.
The young guys lined up outside the line.
Yeah.
You know what they were doing?
What?
Shooting game at all the girls getting in the line.
That's a good thing.
They know a lot of people walking past.
They're captive for the next 3 hours, too, because I don't think it starts till 6 o'clock Miami time, so 3 o'clock Vegas time.
There's two retired guys. two married guys that
retired.
Are retired out of the game.
Retired guys. We're more like
we're
it.
Retired out of the game. You got to recognize game.
We'll do the deal Volvo best bets in the next segment unless there's a cat in the MGM.
Oh, I don't know. Radio.com.
Back live on Radio Row in Las Vegas, courtesy of our friends at Showtime Pay-Per-View, Pacquiao Broner tomorrow night. By the way, speaking of big events that are coming up, our sister station, Kiss Country, they've got their 34th annual chili cook-off, powered by Ford. It's January 26th. So what is that, a week from tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Week from tomorrow. C.B. Smith Park in Pembroke Pines. Brooks and Dunn will be playing. Luke Combs, Rodney Atkins, Low Cash, many others. I wouldn't go into the weekend without having gotten my tickets for the 34th annual Chili Cook-Off powered by Ford first. So do that now. Go to WKIS.com and get your Chili Cook-Off tickets. You'll enjoy one of the best concerts in South Florida all year long. WKIS.com is the place to do so. Let's do, we're a couple segments late, but we got sidetracked. A lot of stuff going on here at the Pacquiao Broner Radio Row. Time for the Deal Volvo Best Bets of the Week. It's a brand new year, and it's all about the you and all about Deal Volvo. If you're car shopping this weekend, you got to make sure you get to Deal Volvo US1 in Bird Road right near the U. I'm going to give you a couple of prop bets, if you will, for this weekend. Have you decided, by the way, on the New England KC game? If I said to you, you have $1,000, you can put it on anything you want. It's got to be either New England plus the points, Kansas City minus the points, or money line, either team. Is there one particular bet that jumps out at you?
KC money line.
KC money line. Their win maybe won't be by three, but.
Yeah.
You think they're going to win.
I just
play that sound one more time, Valero. This is from Get Up this morning on ESPN2 with Mike Greenberg, and he's going back and forth with his co-host. These are facts about Tom Brady as a quarterback. Listen to what he's done in the postseason, and then tell me once again for sure if you're certain you're going to bet against him on Sunday. Listen to this from Get Up.
The statistical numbers on Tom Brady are ridiculous, and here's one. Brady and Belichick have won 28 playoff games together. Chuck Knoll, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Landry, Roger Staubach are second and third on that list. They combined for 25.
All right, that's cool. Here's a better one. Tom Brady has won more playoff games than 27 active franchises.
It's not bad, but I can top it. Tom Brady has won as many playoff games in his 40s as the Cowboys have won in the last 20 years.
All right, that was a pretty good one. This one's better than that. Tom Brady has won more playoff games than any other quarterback has started.
Very hard to top that, but I'll try. Tom Brady has as many wins in the conference championship games, 8, as Drew Brees and Dan Marino have in the playoffs combined overall.
Okay, that one was cute, but how about this one? Tom Brady has completed 274 passes in conference championship games. Joe Montana ranks 2nd with 137, exactly half that many.
All right, I can't top that.
I mean, it's staggering. Yes. The postseason stats that Tom Brady has, and you are believing this Sunday that essentially the torch gets passed to Patrick Mahomes.
And that I don't want to say the torch gets passed to him because I can see Brady coming back for another year and still balling. I've seen teams beat him. I saw the New York Giants beat him twice in the Super Bowl. I just know they can be beaten, and I think in Kansas City, with what Mahomes is doing with this offense, with all the weapons, with the pressure that the Patriots do lack up front without blitzing, I think KC can do it. But to your point, now I'm not saying they're going to get the hell beat out of them because I won't lay three. I'm saying if this is going to come down to a last second type thing, so I won't lay three. But like you're saying, I got a grant and I got to pick a side. I go KC money line.
All right, I'm really starting to believe that New England and Tom Brady especially are using this thing of being underdogs as motivation, as if he even needs motivation. But, like, they're using it for motivation, and I'm...
What are you taking?
I think New England. I think I would bet New England money line. You even mentioned it yesterday, and I don't think the money line is worth it, but I think I'm leaning now towards Tom Brady just saying, no, not on my watch. Not yet. Not yet, at least,
not
Patrick
now, body.
Mahomes. Not now, body. Sometimes you have to tell your body, not now, body.
You put, yeah, and you put the gun to my head with that one, because if I'm not betting on this game, I'll go NFC. I'll bet on this NFC game. I'm not going. I'm not betting on this game. I'm too scared. I'm scared.
We know it's going to be pretty cold up there. Total passing yards for Tom Brady. You want to guess what the over-under is?
260.
Valero, you want to guess?
280.
287 and a half.
Wow, that's high.
Sony Michel looked good last game. I don't know. I don't know if I would go over on that.
But they were, a lot of their runs last, a lot of their passes look like runs, those little underhand shovel passes to James White, and I go over.
Total passing yards, Patrick Mahomes?
Right around the same number.
285.
Brady
was 287 and a half. You want to guess Patrick Mahomes, Flaro?
300.
315 and a half.
Wow. Under.
Under.
Well, I'll go over.
They got to get a run game going. They can't. They're not going to just come out there and be able to throw the ball all over the patch. They're going to have a plan for him. If he throws 350, if he throws to 350, I don't think they win.
You don't think Kansas City wins?
I don't think if their game plan is that, I don't believe they win.
Julian Edelman total receiving yards. You want to guess?
75.
I mean, he's 65. He is their attack, right? 80 and a half is the over under on that.
I go under.
How about total receptions, Julian Edelman?
4.
8.
6.5.
Got to be high, huh?
What is for the, because who was it?
Well, it was James White. Let's see if there's a total. Week. Total receptions, James White, over or under?
11.
7.
5.5.
Over. Best bet.
You think so, Crowder?
He caught 15 last week, and now they're going to hold him to 5?
He reminded me in last week's game of Forrest Whitaker in Fast Times at Ridgemont High when he played Jefferson. Tackle by Jefferson. Sack by Jefferson. James White was everywhere. Anywhere Tom Brady looked, there was James. He looks right, he sees James White. Looks left, he sees James White. Pitches it back to James White.
Their run game was passes to James White in the flat.
So I'll go stop over it, though. The Chiefs are in the game plan for it now.
But wait, well, who do you game plan for?
But who do you game plan for? Do you game plan for Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, Chris Hogan,
Gronk
or James
first.
White?
Gronk should be your number one priority, and then James White second. Julian Edelman's not that good anymore. He tore his ACL last year.
Julian Edelman looked great last week.
He was all right.
Oh, stop it. He looked great.
He had one good game. I hate the Patriots. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't think that's the debate.
I don't like him. It just has to be realistic.
Let me see what the odds are on us liking the Patriots. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Total rushing yards, Sony Michel, you want to guess?
50.
75.
79 and a half.
Under.
You go under.
Over.
Leonard Fournette.
Not playing.
Jacksonville Jaguars running
total
back.
What's that?
Jacksonville Jaguars running back.
That's funny. Why? That jumped out at me, too. Look at this. That's the second one here on the rushing props.
It sure is.
So let's go under.
Put it in. Let's go.
Because it said at 20 and a half.
And who is it? Spencer Ware? Is that what they mean? Is that what they meant?
There's props for Damian Williams. That is such a little stick into Dolphins fans' ribs. Damian Williams had a ball game, man, and he looks good. You want guess total rushing yards for Damian Williams?
Probably up there and then, what, 65?
58.
64 and a half?
I don't know.
Total rushing yards for Tom Brady?
4.
1.
1.5.
Maybe it gets a little antsy because it's a big game.
Well,
if they're up and they kneel, we're done.
Well, that's the thing, because if he could get one sneak, maybe two quarterback sneaks. So a sneak, figure if it's a yard or a half a yard each. So he could have a yard or two rushing. But if they do kneel at the end, that'll all be wiped out. I actually would go under on that. He's not going to roll out and scramble.
No. He's slow as dirt right now. He was slow when he was a puppy. Now he's old. Oh, goodness.
I think I might go under on 1.5 yards rushing.
If they run a bootleg and that joker stumbles out there and gets four.
Although, now that you say that, you know, they do use him. I remember Bill Belichick, they've used him sometimes in the Wildcat formation. Like, he gets a little creative sometimes. Maybe.
They threw him a ball.
Yeah.
Last playoffs, they threw him a ball. But they now be receiving yards.
Right. But I'm just saying, they get a little creative with him sometimes. Like,
He's just slow as dirt. I'll go under with you on that.
Under?
He's just too slow, man. Hawk, I would bet the mortgage that you'd beat Tom Brady in a race.
I think I'm with you, though. I think I'm with you. My best bet is James White over on total receptions.
Five
and a half. So he has to have 6 receptions. He might have that in the first half.
Then if they get a lead, then now they're running their offense, and he had 15 catches last week. If they're down, now Kansas City plays a prevent style of defense.
And that under is open all afternoon.
And they give him the flat. Get your 6-7 yards, White.
I think we got to go total receptions, James White, over 5.5.
I'm with you.
All right. That's
one of the better ones I heard all year.
That's our Deal Volvo best bet of the week. It's a brand new year. It's all about the you and all about Deal Volvo. If you're car shopping this weekend, you have to make sure to get to Deal Volvo, US 1 and Bird Road, right near the U. We'll take a quick break from Vegas and come right back.
Radio.com.
You like that?
I grew up on this song.
That is all you right there. It's hard when you're doing the show and you're on Radio Run. I know they want to bring us guests and then you start to do the segment. And then I'm trying to think real fast. It's hard without a producer. I need my Falero here. Falero, I miss you.
Well, you guys never invite me, so.
You know, I was thinking about that. Why do we not bring Falero with us?
Oh, because
he's annoying, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a rhetorical question.
They were walking over, and they're like, hey, do you want to talk to this person? But we were just coming back on the segment here. And then so they hand a piece of paper to Crowder.
I go to sleep.
Crowder goes to sleep, so he hands it to me. And then I'm like trying to figure out who am I talking about here, and I got sidetracked. I was outside during that commercial break just to see what the line is on the weigh-in. Like, it is thick out there. It is
all the way back by the restaurant.
The weigh-ins in Vegas, there is such an appetite for that from fight fans. It's crazy to me.
It is weird, too.
You know, when the Miami Heat unveiled those Vice uniforms and you were like, who lines up at midnight to buy something that's going to be in the store? And
yeah.
I don't, like, this, because people started lining up because it's, what, it's 4:45 in Miami right now. So it's 1:45 here?
Yes.
They started lining up, what, like around 11 maybe, 12 o'clock? And there, it's just to watch the weigh-in. Now, granted, the weigh-ins can sometimes go off the rails, which is fun. But even when you watch it on, like, ESPN or whatever, like, the energy at weigh-ins is insane.
But what percentage of weigh-ins is there a big fight?
Oh, I don't know if there's a big fight, big percentage of them, but it is like it's like a pep rally.
Yeah,
it's a huge pep rally.
But it's really just a press conference.
Yeah,
but they treat it as a pep rally. It's weird to me.
I think it's the first time that the fighters get face to face, right? In a long while.
Yes.
Like they'll kind of square off a little bit and whatnot. So anyway, that's going to be happening. I think it's 6 o'clock Miami time, so about 1 hour and 15 minutes from now. They'll have the weigh-in and then the fight is tomorrow. Pacquiao Broner. Pay-per-view. We're here at the MGM Grand in Vegas, courtesy of our friends at Showtime, which is the pay-per-view company that is bringing it to you tomorrow. So have you thought at all about who you're leaning towards in this fight?
Yeah, I'm putting the house on Pacquiao.
Are you?
Yep.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you have to collect my money for me because I'm leaving.
Right, you're not staying for the fight.
No.
You're leaving tomorrow.
Yes. So, yeah, but I think I just Pacquiao.
Vegas is an amazing place because it's a far flight, but then you get here, and really, after a couple of nights, you're ready to go. it's the most.
Always something going on.
It's the most amazing thing because I say it all the time. You get here, and you go, yeah, all right, yeah, I think I'm ready to go. But then when I'm not here, all I can think about is getting back to Vegas. And then I always think to myself, you know what? I could do a week or two in Vegas. That wouldn't bother me. And then all of a sudden you're 2-3 nights in, and you're like, just, get me home,
it's
man.
It's sensory overload.
It is sensory overload.
Because what restaurant are you going to eat at? Okay, this one. But that was a better. And then this is good, too. And then this is. But do you want Chinese? Oh, or their steakhouse. It's, I mean, just so much going on at all
if
times.
You, like, when I tell you shopping and restaurants, and when I say restaurants, I'm saying Gordon Ramsay has 9 different properties in Vegas. Bobby yeah. Flay has 100 different properties. Emeril has a restaurant right out the door from here where we are. Like, it's just, it really is sensory overload.
Yep.
And one casino mega complex is nicer than the next. It is insane. If you haven't been to Vegas in a while or ever, it is. But the thing is, you have to understand when you're going to Vegas, like, talk to people that have been there before. Because remember Solana, who produces the Dono and Frito show, he went for the first time in 2018, and I told him, go to Planet Hollywood to gamble, where you and I were gambling last night, because it's a scene. The music is loud. There's women dancing on the tables. It's like, it's a scene. It's not like, you know, the old day of gambling back at the, you know, even like Bellagio, where it's very mellow and pristine and whatnot. Planet Hollywood, you got a vibe working there. So I told Solana, make sure you go to Planet Hollywood. He comes back. I'm like, did you go? He's like, yeah, we went to the food court. I ate at Earl of Sandwich. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
And even that, you think like you're doing the wrong thing. Like you're gambling, and you're playing roulette. You're just playing roulette. There's a table, and there's a little ball. What's the roulette tables like over here?
Right.
Over there. Over here.
I
over
might
there.
Be luckier over there.
Sensory overload. That's what it does, and it exhausts you because you always think it's like a kid trying not to go to sleep because he thinks he's going to miss something cool that grown-ups are doing. That's what Vegas is for grown-ups.
I had a big old payday on the roulette wheel last night. 23, man. That's my number. I will sit for hours and play 23, and oftentimes it just does not come up.
And you hit last night.
It came up last night, and I had money on that thing,
man.
Did
the dealer hug you?
She hugged me. She fist bumped me.
That was weird.
It was great, man.
Glad you won. Thought you worked for the house.
She was getting a big tip. She was on the Hockman side. Is where she was. But yeah, it's a scene. And then when you get a fight in town, there's a certain energy in Las Vegas. In fact, across the street, New York is across the street from us at MGM, and the big Statue of Liberty replica has a Vegas Golden Knights jersey on it.
And you're going to the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the game tomorrow. So I'm excited to see a Vegas Golden Knights game.
Don't holler at Gallant, man.
I'm gonna beg him to come back.
Yeah, I'm gonna, bro, man, you know you're tired of Vegas. Sensory overload. I know you're tired of Vegas.
I'm going to bring a sign. Come back to Miami. We miss you, Gerard Gallant.
Taxi on us.
Somebody, our friend Lewis, Unfunny Lewis, tweets, wait. Mark Hockman, next time I'll be your producer in Vegas. I'll bring jokes for you and Crowder. Sorry, Falera, I'm moving in your territory. I have a friend who's not funny, but thinks he is.
He tries hard.
Because I have another friend that's not funny, Falero. Falero's not funny. There's just nothing about
him. Oh, come on. I'm funnier than Lewis.
Is Falero funnier than Lewis? I literally have a friend who's not funny. We call him Unfunny Lewis. Dude thinks he's funny.
What's the opposite of 1A, 1B? 10A, 10B?
That's Lewis and Falero.
They're right there in the same realm.
You're 10A and B, Falero.
Unfunniness. Falero tries, too.
There's so much going on in Vegas. Like Crowder said, tonight Nelly is playing at a club called Dre's. And we were walking around the Vegas Strip last night, Crowder and I, and we were thinking about me getting a teardrop tattoo underneath my eye.
Oh, no, you weren't.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
What Why? Do you think?
Well, no. It might have been a couple drinks in, but yeah.
Do you think Lori would be angrier, my wife Lori, would she be angrier at me or Crowder if I came back from Vegas with a teardrop tattoo under my eye?
You 100%.
You think she'd be angrier
yes.
at me?
Yes.
You don't think she would just immediately blame it on Crowder?
No. Why would she blame it on Crowder? You're the one that got it.
But no, he's been out here 100 times without me, and
never
one of the
had
times
one.
He comes out with me, I talk him into getting a tattoo on his face.
Nah, but you guys have gone together before. This is your third time, I think.
I think she would be angrier at Crowder. I'm not kidding you. And Valeria, see, you're not married yet. You're not understanding the logic.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I think my wife would be angrier at Crowder if I came back from Vegas with a teardrop tattoo under my eye. I think she's angrier at Crowder than she is me, because she's thinking to herself, he wouldn't have done that on his own. Mm-hmm. There's one bad influence around him, and that's Crowder. Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody bullies you into doing things that you don't want to do.
When
so.
You're drinking, though, yep. And with the whole concept of Vegas, you do things that you don't want to do. I mean, have you seen the movie The Hangover?
Yes.
Jim wouldn't make Hawk get a tattoo.
Right.
His other friend, there's no, I have arms full of tattoos, so if a tattoo touches Hawk's body, I am going to be the main culprit.
That's a good point. I can't argue that. So
you think that it would change my narrative if I had the teardrop tattoo under my eye?
I think people would like mistake it for a mark. Like, oh, he's
no.
got a mark on his face.
They'd be
Let me
scared.
Clean it for you.
should we go see the Nelly concert tonight?
No.
Yes.
What's he gonna sing? Air he's, Force Ones?
Yeah, man.
I don't want to hear that crap. Nelly, man,
Country
come on,
Grammar.
Bro. Migos is coming tomorrow
Migos
night.
Is tomorrow night.
I'm going to miss it because I'm leaving. I will go watch Migos. I'm not going
you
to
You should
see
go
no
watch
Nelly.
Migos, Hawk.
Don't you think Migos will be a mess up there, though, after a fight? Like, they're going to be drunk. They're hard to understand when they're sober.
Hawk, they're professional. You know what? Another thing, Larry, too, about being married, your friends don't want to get on the list. The bad list, the no fly list.
If you get on the bad list from your spouse, from your wife, if you're a friend and you get on your friend's wife's bad list, you won't see him anymore.
You've ruined your friendship.
Yep.
So what's the solution?
Don't get a teardrop tattoo under your eye.
I'm telling you now, you'll see. You're married and you're hey, I'm around. Got watch the game. Who are you watching with? John and Tim. Okay, have a good time. Hey, I'm going to watch the game. Who are you watching with? Channing and Laro. No, man.
Nah.
You sure you want to put yourself in that situation?
I think you need to find new friends.
Yeah, man. The Larry, we're trying to help you out with marriage
right,
and all the guys
all the
out there now.
Get, man.
Yeah,
all
right, man.
We're out in Vegas. We've got one more hour to go here in Vegas, and we will make it a good one. Pacquiao Broner coming up tomorrow night on Showtime Pay-Per-View. We've got your next code word. Your chance to win $1,000 is just about 5 or 6 minutes away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.